Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This hour, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is now in effect, and the Israeli military is beginning a partial withdrawal in Gaza. As vehicles from the International Committee of the Red Cross are in place in Gaza, ready for Hamas to hand over three hostages, all Israeli civilians captured on October 7th. Doron Steinbrecher, Romy Gonen, and Emily Damari. These women have spent more than a year in captivity.
So did anything happen while I was gone? Well, this is great news, obviously. You have the beginnings of maybe the end of what's been going on now for, 470-plus days in Gaza and Israel. And, you have hostages being released. You have a deal being brokered. It's a phased-in deal. As is always the case with peace in the Middle East, time will tell whether it holds or not. But the beginning is very, very good. And say whatever you want to say, the timing of this cannot be ignored. When did it start? 2 days before or a day before, depending on how you count time, because there versus here, before the inauguration of President Trump. When President Trump, being inaugurated today in, approximately 5 hours and 48 minutes, not to count too tightly, noon their time, 11 o'clock our time, which, by the way, can I just side note? Can I make another argument on behalf of Universal Earth Time? Because if you ask your internet, what time is the inauguration? Google will tell you 11 o'clock, and then you have to wonder, does that mean my time or does that mean East Coast time? No, that's your time! But it doesn't tell you. It just says 11 o'clock. I'm saying it because I looked it up this morning because I thought it was noon, but I wasn't sure. And it reminded me of our conversation about how we ought to have Universal Earth Time. Then you wouldn't have to ask. It would just be 11 o'clock everywhere. Or noon in this case. Everywhere. It'd just be noon. It'd be noon in Korea, which would be, 13 hours off. But it'd still be noon. The moon would be at its peak. It'd be noon but with the sun down, but it'd be noon. And you wouldn't ever have to ask. I think Rick Scott is not asking for enough. He's asking for us to get rid of daylight, or to get rid of, standard time to go to daylight time. No, man, just ask for the whole enchilada. Which is usually enchiladas are small, so I don't know why that metaphor makes any sense. But okay, ask for the whole chimichanga. Go to Universal Earth Time, and we can fix all of this. But back to the point. Trump takes office now in 5 hours and 47 minutes, and. Anyway, was he instrumental? Well, they asked, Admiral John Kirby, national security. Is he the spokesperson? I always forget his exact. I don't think he's the NSA. But anyway, they asked him yesterday.
Pressure from President-elect Trump help as well?
The comments by President-elect Trump, particularly his support for this deal and making it public that he supported this deal, did send a strong signal to everybody in the region, including Hamas. And it certainly, I think, sent a strong signal to the hostage families and the hostages themselves that this was going to continue, that this effort was going to continue.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to take credit, the Biden, he's with the Biden administration, Admiral Kirby is. He's the national security communications advisor. Whatever the hell that means. He's the spokesperson for the security side of the, whatever. Anyway, they're taking credit. And I'm not saying they don't get any. 470 days versus the president's getting elected or getting inaugurated. You decide. Under threat of all hell breaking loose, right? That was the threat that he gave. And that's been followed up with by the incoming national security advisor. I do know which one that is. Mike Walz, a former congressman from 6th District here in Florida.
Can you be specific? What pressure or promises did the president-elect give to both Netanyahu and representatives from Hamas through his emissaries, through Trump's emissaries, to make this happen?
Well, the assurances to Hamas in terms of all hell to pay, look what happened to Hezbollah. Nasrallah, their leader, is dead. Hezbollah is decimated. For Hamas itself, Sinwar is dead. Their political leader, Haniyeh, is dead.
But those are things
they
that
really
happen.
Have no. They have, but they have no option except to let our hostages go. They cannot be a terrorist organization any longer, and they will never govern Gaza. Period.
I used to think Margaret Brennan was great, and I think my problem is, you know, I'll see the flaws eventually in everybody. Margaret Brennan, but that already happened. Did you hear her in the background? That already, well, yeah, that's an example of what happens when your military is allowed to operate as Israel and the U.S. have been doing. So, you know, Hamas needs to realize that it's going to be bad for them. Well, in what way? See, what I'm curious, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm curious if Hamas has done enough to prevent the, you know, all hell will break loose treatment. I mean, three hostages in the beginning of the deal, you know, that's kind of like, you have kids, John, right? You have
yes.
Two. Okay. When your kids are young and they don't want to do something, you tell them do it and they say, all right, and you say, or else, and you get the, you know, the spoon out. The big spoon, not the little one.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, that's the or else. And then, you know, they sort of just real slowly like start to obey. You know, don't really do it. They just kind of, just enough for show's sake, right? And then you have to decide, oh, man, why you got to push me? You know?
Why?
Yeah. Like, it's not really obedience, but it's not really disobedience. It's super passive aggressive, resentful, kind of like the kid, you know, I may be sitting down on the outside, but on the inside, I'm standing up, you know, like that kind of thing. I mean, three hostages in the beginnings, and in exchange for, I mean, like, Israel's releasing hundreds of fighters. It's crazy. Anyway, is that enough for Trump? I don't know. I guess we'll find out in 5 hours and 43 43 minutes. So anyway,
who's counting?
Right. It's good news. Okay. But is it enough? I don't know. And by the way, the Israeli perspective on this, a lot of fighting inside of Israel. I mean, disagreement inside of Israel over whether this is a good deal for them or not. You know, because some people think they're paying too much. Some people are frustrated with how slow it's been going. Some people want to change the government. I mean, you know, it's a democracy. They have differences of opinion. You may have heard in America, we have differences of opinion. But Gideon Saar, who is the Israeli foreign minister, talking on Fox News Sunday. I mean, he wasn't on the show. He was just, they were playing a clip of him.
The framework for the release of the hostages, including heavy prices for Israel. Any agreement with a terror organization is a bad event. Releasing terrorists from our jails is a heavy price.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad. That's bad. If you'd heard or thought or maybe imagined that this was like Hamas surrendering, it's not. Anyway, I wish it were more forceful. I wish Israel were giving up less, but it is something, and we'll take the something. What else has happened in the news? Oh, TikTok's back on. Where are they off? 15 hours? 14 hours? I don't know. I was actually playing games with a friend of mine. We were playing board games on Saturday night with a couple of good friends of ours, and she's a TikToker user, and she said, oh, no, it's happening. Not really, but, you know, she showed me the phone. I'm like, send that to me. I posted it. It was like 9:30 on Saturday. And then she followed up, you know, Sunday at like noon. She's like, hi, it's back. And, you know, post that. So, and for me, it was a non-event. If you wondered what Andrew, are you on TikTok? No, because when they told me this is Chinese spying and or my information and or don't do it, the number one dumb thing you can do on your phone is install TikTok. I listened because we have like a cybersecurity center here at UWF and, you know, we have the Center for Information Warfare Training here at Corey Station. And, you know, I have friends that work in intelligence or intelligence adjacent fields and they all say the same thing. Don't use that app. And I'm like, okay, I won't use that app. Simple. For me. So for me, invisible. For all these other people, oh, hallelujah. 18-second dance moves again. And cat videos and how to cook and promoting their business. And I hear allegedly news. Oh, where was it? Saturday Night Live had the best line. I don't usually like, you know, when they have the weekend update and they have the they do all the jokes, the monologue type jokes, and then they have like a person on in some get up as a fake interview. I usually find that the worst part of the, like, the jokes are the good part and the little interviewy parts are just fast forward like everything else on Saturday Night Live, except for The Open and Dave Chappelle, which were actually quite good this week, but later. But they had a guy representing a TikTok user on, and I mean, this is pretty good.
Without TikTok, I don't know anything anymore. What do I do at work? What do I even watch during a movie?
Watch the movie.
But during, Che, when I get bored for like a few seconds.
Just still watch the movie.
I'm moving to China.
Michael Longfellow, everybody.
This gets zero big bucks.
What do I watch when I'm watching a movie? Oh, it's, and if, look, okay, if you are, and that's not just TikTok. That could be a lot of different things. I'm sure my wife would say, well, you get on your phone during movies. Well, usually I'm fact-checking something or I'm curious or whatever. But yeah, no, it's true. In the era of phones, nobody, many people, don't watch movies. They watch their phone while they're watching a movie. Right? David is yesing in the newsroom. Is that right, David? Have you experienced this?
Yeah, it's app. You can't, and you don't even realize you're doing it.
It's so habitual. It's so instinct. It's not a, it's like, I don't know, it's like, you know, scratching an itch. You just don't even think about it after a while. You just kind of, no, it's
yeah, this phone addiction
scratch.
Thing is bad.
Yeah,
it's really
awful. So, you know, if the thing goes dark, you know, forever, well, we'll find other ways to satisfy the itch, I'm sure. Anyway, so TikTok is back on. Anything else in the news? Weather? Is there any weather news worth talking about?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just a little cold today.
Okay, can I be the guy from the Midwest for, like, just because I am? David is excited about this. You can fall prey to the hype in any environment. And I was talking to, because when we had the ice storm in 2014, when we first moved here in 2014, we had the ice storm, and our bosses, Dave, put us all in the hotel overnight just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we couldn't get here because of the ice storm. And there's, you know, 5 minutes in some hills, or at that time, I think it was 15 minutes in some hills. Okay, fine. And I said to my wife, you think Dave's going to try to put us up in the hotel again on Tuesday night, you know, to avoid the problem? And she's like, it's going to be, what, an inch or two of snow? I'm like, yeah, and, you know, the roads, and there's a couple. And she's like, where'd you live most of your life? I said, well, you know, Michigan, Illinois, Oregon, brief stint in Phoenix, and then here for the last 11 years. She's like, you don't know how to drive in 2 inches of snow anymore? She's like, they don't even close school for this most places. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I don't want to make light because this is a big deal for us here. I've never seen snow in Pensacola. I know it's been here a couple of times.
Yeah,
flurries are,
yeah.
You know, in the 11 years I've been here, it's rumored to have been here a couple of times here and there. I've never seen accumulation in Pensacola. The last time it snowed, we drove to exit 5 by the fireworks stand, and or not 5, but what's the one just over the... into Alabama, where they have the fireworks, like Shelton's fireworks on the left, and the gas station, convenience store / restaurant / I don't know, everything that's on the north. Anyway, we went and played in the snow at midnight because it was fun for the kids. Okay, so it's going to be like that. It's going to be maybe a couple of inches, although it could be 4 inches, or it could be nothing at all. Chance of nothing. Oh, it's going to be cold. I mean, it's already cold this morning. Was it like 26 out? Anyway, so look, pipes, pets, plants, your car, you know, your windshield wipers probably don't work today because you don't have the below freezing mix.
Mine did.
Did you drain and fill?
Oh, yes.
Nice. I didn't just because I don't ever use the windshield wipers. but like we bought it because we went to Colorado, so we have it for the car. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, the cold is a real thing and people are suffering and homeless people. And no, that's a real thing. An inch or two of snow is not going to, like, snowmageddon us. John's worried. You disagree with me?
Yes, because you haven't seen these people drive in this mess.
Well, I mean, body shops are going to make good business, sure.
That's right, but I don't want my car.
I mean, obviously, people are going to be shelling out deductibles in the next week, of course. But, it's, I mean, an inch or two, if we get it. It's not the end of the world. I mean, okay.
What about the ice?
I will say this. The closing of the schools Mm-hmm. I can't disagree because of the cold. But it's a lot of reaction at this point. Let's put it that way. I mean, what, Santa Rosa closed for 2 days, which actually makes sense to me. Closing, I don't understand why Escambia didn't close on Wednesdays. Because, I mean, we know it's closed today because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And then tomorrow it's going to be closed because the snow hasn't happened yet, but it's going to be cold. And then I would think Wednesday would be the day to keep closed because you know the snow's, if it's coming, it's coming Tuesday. By the time the snow's accumulating, you can't close them on like 10 o'clock. Anyway, so I thought Santa Rosa did it right, closing for 2 days. UWF is closed tomorrow. PSC is closed, except for online classes. You can still take those. ECUA is, you know, closed. They're going to be a day off. The city of Pensacola, the city of Milton. Oh, they canceled the city council meeting tomorrow night. That's the big news. They knew I was going to be back on the air. They didn't want to cancel me tomorrow night. Anyway, they'll move it to another day. And the selection committee for the Milton Police Chiefs. Anyway, we're out of time. Let's take a break. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
You are a savage creature, John Spartan, and I wish you to leave my domicile now.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Good morning, 529, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 26 degrees. Yeah. Do the polar bear dip now. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Today, of course, there is a little thing happening in Washington, D.C. called the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. He'll be sworn in as the 47th president. The day starts with a church service at St. John's in Washington, D.C., before President Biden apparently welcomes Trump for tea at the White House. I wonder what kind of tea they'll be having. Trump and Vice
President. Herbal for everybody.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance then head to the Capitol for the inauguration, which is also being moved inside due to the cold weather in Washington, D.C. today.
You know, all those people who have tickets or whatever, we're going to... I didn't know you had to have a ticket to go to the inaugural. Isn't it just outside?
Yeah, that's but, what
okay,
I thought
anyway.
Too, yeah.
But people had tickets, apparently, and now that's all no good. They're just souvenirs or whatever. So they're all, you know, everybody went to D.C. and now they're like, Would you... Okay, if you had a chance to go to the inauguration, I assume you'd go.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But if you had a chance to go to the Capital One Arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
And watch the inauguration live on the screen, would you go?
Absolutely.
No. You really would?
Yes, I want to be a part of anything.
Okay. All right. Me, I just...
That's
history. I can get that show at my house. It's the same show. But it's not the concert. It's not the My People, so I get that. David, thanks so much for the update. David will be back in a minute after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump plans to sign dozens of executive orders after he's sworn in today, many related to border security, one delaying a ban on the TikTok social media app unless its Chinese owner sells.
TikTok had actually shut down for a few hours in the U.S., but then the president-elect said he'll be issuing an executive order delaying the TikTok ban and producing a deal to protect U.S. national security.
Fox's Jill Nato. 90 Palestinian prisoners are freed by Israel as part of a ceasefire deal.
It comes hours after the first three Hamas-held hostages were released. They are said to be in good health, and 30 more expected to be let go in the coming weeks. Israeli troops have also begun to withdraw from Gaza to a buffer zone, and hundreds of aid trucks entered the enclave.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. There are winter storm alerts in effect from Texas to Georgia, the first in Tallahassee, Florida since 2014. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a very cold Monday morning here in our area. Right now, 27 degrees. We've got clear skies. Of course, there are quite a few cancellations tomorrow due to severe weather expected here across our area. UWF, Pensacola State College closing their campuses here across the area. Schools closed across the Gulf Coast through tomorrow. That includes Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and then Baldwin and Escambia County in Alabama as well. County offices will be closed through tomorrow for Escambia County and the city of Pensacola as well. The school board meeting tomorrow canceled. City council meeting is canceled, and a whole bunch of other things. ECAT buses and UWF trolleys. For the most part, everything except the radio station. As freezing weather does move across our area, the American Legion is donating sleeping bags to be given out to the homeless across the area. Post 193 in Pensacola donating those bags to the Pensacola Police Department. Officers will be handing the sleeping bags out to homeless across the area. Officers giving out blankets and sleeping bags to those who refuse a ride to a shelter. They are also accepting donations of more sleeping bags and blankets. So if you have extra sleeping bags or blankets you'd like to donate, you can contact the Pensacola Police Department and they'll hand those out. A major parks improvement plan was announced by the city of Pensacola last week.
We will touch at least 54 parks and facilities over a two-year period. I say at least because we have 94 parks in our city. Some of these things that you will see, these improvements will be small park benches, water fountains, things like that. So it could go stretch well beyond the 54, but you'll see some reasonably significant updates to at least 54 parks.
That is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He announced this plan during his press conference last week. He said it's called Direction 25 and said it was the biggest investment into the city's parks since 1985. Most of the funding is coming from either grants or local option sales tax and has to be used for certain purposes. Early voting did start over the weekend for the Republican primary election. There's 8 days of early voting held at 7 locations in Escambia County.
Down from 10 that we had last year, but it's only just for the special primary. We looked at how many people came out during the March election, knowing that we'd have a similar eligibility, and so the sites that didn't perform very well, we just backed off of those for this cycle, but they will be back in for the April 1st election for the special here.
And that is Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, and he is asking voters to get out and cast their ballots soon ahead of the winter weather that's expected for Tuesday. He says there is no telling how the polling locations could be affected once that weather rolls in. Again, early voting does run through the 25th. In Santa Rosa County, the days are the same. The hours are a little bit different. Polling locations in Santa Rosa County are open from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. To find the voting locations for you, just visit either EscambiaVotes.gov or VoteSantaRosa.gov. There's some new pickleball courts open in Navarre. Those courts were built at the Lenny James Tolbert Memorial Plaza on land donated by the Holly Navarre Fire District. And it's the first two pickleball courts in District 4 of Santa Rosa County. Santa Rosa Commissioner Ray Eddington told the News Journal he was excited about the addition to his district and said he was surprised at the number of people that showed up for the opening of the courts last week. Well, a big cold spell is here now, and it's going to be here for several days. Many folks may be digging out their space heaters to keep the house warm. One organization is helping senior citizens in need to get heaters. That's the Council on Aging West Florida. They say anytime an especially cold weather pattern approaches, their phones really light up.
You know, we get a cold snap. All of a sudden, we get this burst of calls. Or when people see that weather report like we have next week, they start calling because they know that, you know, they're going to be sleeping in a cold room for a week.
That is Emily Echevera. She says the organization recently ran out of space heaters. They're hoping to get more donations, especially now as this cold weather is here. She says a lot of senior citizens react differently to colder temperatures. 5:36 at News Radio 92.3. We do have right now 27 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. It's 28 reported in Milton. Our next news is at 6 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amazon-backed Zoox is hoping to succeed in commercializing robo-taxi operations in 2025. The company plans to start rides to the public quite soon, expand its operating regions, and grow its self-driving vehicle fleet from the couple dozen it currently operates. Las Vegas is expected to be Zoox's first commercial market. According to a new National Low-Income Housing Coalition report, there is no state in the U.S. where a 40-hour minimum wage work week is enough to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Nationwide, a resident would need to earn more than $23 an hour to afford a modest one-bedroom rental. Netflix's Big Bet on Sports events is expected to have driven more than 9 million subscriber additions in the holiday quarter. More than 60 million households globally tuned in for the Tyson-Paul fight in November, while its NFL games on Christmas Day drew in 26.5 million viewers on average in the U.S. The stock market is closed for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theatre March 17th. Get your tickets now.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Very scary, very stressful, very strange week here in LA, where we work, where we live, where our kids go to school. We are back at our studio, which we had to evacuate on Wednesday. This is, that's our building right there, the El Capitan. That is how close this fire was to our theater here. Many of us had to leave our homes in a hurry. Some of our coworkers lost their homes. That's Hollywood. It's been terrible.
Jimmy Kimmel on Friday, the picture behind him that you can't see was of the Hollywood sign in the foreground. Just not the Hollywood like the big on the hill sign, but the Hollywood Boulevard sign, like a street sign. And in the background, you had fire going across the mountain and a plane or helicopter maybe dropping water on it like at night. It's a pretty vivid sign, a pretty vivid picture. So he was losing it during his monologue, which is understandable. I mean, it is. It's absolutely understandable. You know, people who live in L.A. or anywhere in that area, it's just kind of unbelievable.
Everyone who lives in this city knows someone, most of us multiple people, families, friends, colleagues, neighbors, whose houses burned down. And the truth is, we don't even know if it's over. We had 100-mile-per-hour winds fueling this nightmare. As of tonight, the winds are back.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know. What is it? You got firefighters coming in from all over the United States, from Mexico, of all places. I think, didn't Ukraine offer to send firefighters or something? I mean, it's pretty horrendous, really. And, you know, there's good things that come out of it, as all bad things produce some good things.
I speak for all of us when I say it has been a sickening, shocking, awful experience, but has also been, in a lot of ways, a beautiful experience because... once again, we see our fellow men and women coming together to support each other. People who lost their own homes were out volunteering in parking lots, helping others who lost theirs. And tonight,
And I mean, look, I think there's probably some people. I used to work for somebody as a producer who, you know, well-known national talk radio kind of person who I am sure would be making fun of him for this. I'm not going to make fun of somebody for crying for fires in their backyard. I mean, I just think it's pretty moving, frankly. Then again, just when you think Jimmy Kimmel is going to be a person, just when you think he's going to show you all and only the best, what would you expect from him? Well, he's still him.
I don't want to get into all the vile and irresponsible and stupid things our alleged future president and his gaggle of scumbags chose to say during our darkest and most terrifying hour. The fact that they chose to attack our firefighters, who apparently aren't white enough to be out there risking their lives on our behalf, is it's disgusting, but it's not surprising. Instead, I want to focus on thanking those men and women.
So I actually looked to see if I understood what he was even referring to. The only things that I could see were, you know, Trump was right, or the Gavin Newsom is bad, or whatever. I saw policy things, and I think, like many calamities, Trump doesn't necessarily handle it with the greatest of grace. True, but I didn't see what he said. I will say this though, a comparison is concerning me a little bit. And it's a kind of a reminder that people will tend to pick the principle that justifies them at that moment instead of the principle being the lead to correct them, okay? And the example here is conservatives being hypocrites. Hypocrite's a bit strong. A hypocrite, by actual definition, is somebody who lies about their morals, their religion, their political views in order to fit in, blend in, get advantage. You know, that's the idea. Hypocrisy is to lie about your real beliefs, to hide your real beliefs. People say to say one thing and do another is hypocrisy. It's not. There are all kinds of things I believe in that I do not live up to because I have high enough standards. Failing to hit your standards means you have high enough standards. The only person who hits their standards is people who set them low enough. So by the definition that's sort of commonly offered of, you know, saying one thing and doing another, like, you know, dad smokes and tells you not to smoke. Are you a hypocrite? Well, no, it could be he's just addicted, or he wishes he could quit, but he knows it's bad for you. You know, there's a lot of room in there. He's not lying about the belief that cigarettes are bad. He's just poor at implementing that belief. So most people say hypocrite, and they don't really understand what the word means, and so it's a false allegation. There are people who lie about their politics, their religion, and their ethics, and that's really bad. But anyway, the problem here is with conservatives, my people, okay? Whenever there is an incident of gun violence at a school, let's say, and children are killed or hurt or threatened, and then people on the left run to talk about guns, first impulse, right? Okay. And people on the right run to talk about how dare you politicize this. Okay. Fair. You know, in the moment of tragedy, don't twist a problem to your advantage. You can't complain about not Axelrod. Who was the Rahm Emanuel? You know, the Rahm Emanuel old quote about, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, okay, in politics. Well, you know, go ahead and let the crisis pass a little bit. It's okay. You know, you don't have to politicize it right away. Okay, if you're going to follow that principle, right? Across the board. Meaning, you know, when there's fires in California, don't politicize the tragedy. Even if you know, I'm not saying we do, even if, hypothetical, even if you could say that it was bad land management, bad power management, bad preparation, inadequate water, Gavin Newsom, et cetera, even if that were true, you don't need to say that right now. You get people out of their danger. You get people a little bit past the overwhelming grief of seeing this kind of a disruption in their lives and losing family members and cars and homes and memories and pets and all the horrible things that have happened because of this. Maybe later then you talk about, okay, what can we learn and do better in the future? It's wrong. If it's wrong to politicize the gun issue in a time of a school shooting, it is just as wrong to politicize the fire issue right now. Or it's never wrong. Pick one instead of what is extraordinarily common. Pick the one that's most convenient for what I want to say right now. As in, pick the one that's least convenient for the people that I want to, you know, criticize and attack. 437-1620, 437-1620. Weather today, cold today, cold tomorrow, cold. It's snow, maybe, as I have said, maybe. Everybody's acting like, John, I'm going to do an early future news. Do you think we're actually going to get snow here in Pensacola in the next 2 days?
Yes.
I do too. How much?
Just a dusting, yeah, maybe an inch.
I think between like a half to an inch and a half. I mean, not because of any knowledge. It just, you know, this is not me going on meteorological ability. This is just me, like Andrew, thinking about what seems likely. It just doesn't seem that likely. But I will tell you, the one thing that's going to be potentially bad about this, it's not going to be the snow. It's going to be the snow overnight into Wednesday, and then Wednesday it warms up, and the snow melts just enough to make ice.
Yes.
And let me tell, for those of you who are from the Northeast or the Midwest or Texas, I suppose, anywhere, you know, like, okay, it's not the snow that gets you. Snow is fine.
It's the ice.
It's the ice.
Yes.
Ice is the one you got to worry about. Ice is the, you know, when you get, that's why the ice storm of 2014, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't great.
For us here,
yeah.
It was.
And yeah, as many people note, nobody knows how to drive in this. I saw my favorite one was online. Somebody had shown a picture of a it was called New Orleans Chains for the Storm, and it was Mardi Gras beads on the tire. It's funny. Won't work, but, you know, it's still funny. 549 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a great real estate agent who's going to help you through that process, answer questions, help you ask better questions, solve problems, anticipate problems so you don't even have to solve them. Like, the best problem is the one you don't even know happened, right? Well, if you do enough things right, then you avoid even having to solve the problems because they don't manifest. But there's still going to be challenges. Getting to a, you know, getting to closing is always going to have some stuff, or often it's going to have some stuff. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Love and Rinky Realty, they know how to solve those problems and anticipate them. And if a new problem comes up, you know, they'll figure out how to figure it out, basically. Even go to specialized training to figure out how to handle things like divorces. Because when two people divorce and they're selling the home, they don't always agree, so they don't always agree. Same thing with sometimes, unfortunately, squabbling kids in an estate sale. These are special problems that come up, and they know how to solve them because they came up and they got specialized training to know how to solve those things. They sell a lot of homes, 175 homes in 2023, 165 homes last year. So they, you know, about 3.5 a week. So they do this all the time, and they know how to do it effectively. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Vanity. Definitely my favorite sin.
So really interesting story, scary story about the future of not just our country, but particularly our country. Population growth is a problem. And if you've ever paid attention to this, you know that sort of, you know, back in the 70s, they were talking about the overpopulating the world. Sorry, I had to sneeze. And, you know, you had Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb and all of this nonsense about, you know, land scarcity. And this goes back to, like, Malthus and, you know, what's 1700s, 1600s? Anyway, and, you know, all of these different worries that we're running out of stuff, and historically turns out not to be true because we invent technology that solves these problems. But, you know, for people who think that we're overpopulated in the world, I mean, I don't know, go to Nebraska, look around. But just, you know, it's amazing some of the stuff that people believe. Underpopulation is the real problem, which is always... Again, I just, you know, historically, sometimes people forget this stuff. John, you were alive, but do you remember what the big scare was for the Earth back in the 70s? Was global cooling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and then We had the ozone layer. But global cooling, we were, you know, we were going to freeze. Yeah, and then now, pff, Look at this. All of a sudden, a totally different problem. And
global
I'm not
warming. Where is it?
Right. Well, I'm not going to engage in the. I think it's common enough for people on my side of the skeptical aisle about global climate change being the greatest man-made disaster that's going to destroy everything. Okay, sure. Heard it before. from the other direction. Well, look, is it cold now? Is that because of global? Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying historically be aware that, you know, okay, trends change and concerns change. So the population explosion was the problem, baby boomer, post-baby boomer kind of era. Now, and unfortunately, the reaction to that mistake, I say mistake because, you know, my Bible says be fruitful and multiply. It doesn't say stop making babies. But anyway, the reaction to that mistake is now causing the problem of underpopulation. Aging populations, look at Asia, right? You know, the one child policy in China. Now they're like, hey, please have sex. Please make children. Oh, my God. So the United States, how are we doing? Well, historically, we've done a little better about this than, for example, the Eastern world. But we're not doing great. And what we've got right now is just a little bit of population growth over the last year. The highest rate since 2001, but don't get excited. What's the primary source of U.S. population growth? It's not babies. There's only two ways to get more people. You either make them or you import them. That's exactly right. You import them. We're importing a lot of people. We have net in-migration, 2.5 million compared to net deaths minus births or births minus deaths of about 500,000. So the only reason the U.S. isn't dying off just yet is immigration under Mr. Open Borders. You know, you want to complain about immigration, that's fine, but you better make some babies. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, fire crews continue making progress on the Palisades and Eaton fires in California. The Eaton fire right now is about 81% contained. That's burned over 14,000 acres. The Palisades fire has burned more than 23,700 acres. That is about 56% contained. Crews hoping to continue that containment today, although they are expecting strong winds there to pick back up. The first hostages released by Hamas are now being treated at a hospital in Tel Aviv. IDF officials say the three Israeli women appeared to be in good health after being released. Under the terms of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, the first phase involves the release of 33 hostages in exchange for 1,900 Palestinian prisoners. And Andrew, you mentioned it earlier, but a collective sigh of relief from influencers across the nation yesterday. TikTok is now back online in the U.S. That app was dark for 16 hours from Saturday evening through Sunday morning. When users opened the app, a message popped up and thanked users for their patience and praised Donald Trump for getting it back online.
Yeah, it was the I don't have this prepared to talk about too much today because I did listen to the Supreme Court oral arguments on this, and then I haven't yet read the opinion, but it's an interesting case. It's a very interesting case, especially interesting because now President Trump, as the hero savior of TikTok, with the 90-day extension,
right,
pledged before he's president, and Biden's saying, I'm not going to prosecute you during the day or whatever. That doesn't mean TikTok's back on. That means TikTok is back on for now. What happens in 3 months? Does he enforce the law or not when they obviously are not going to divest in 3 months? They've had a long time, like 10 months or something already to do it, and they have not done it. They're not going to do it. This is going to be, you know, red line, you know, in the sand kind of stuff. Like what happens when? I'm curious. Anyway, sorry, I interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that was all
you were
all
done.
I
okay,
had.
All right, yeah, perfect. That was it. Perfect time to interrupt you, just like I planned. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Net births versus deaths and net immigration. It's kind of interesting. U.S. population growth last year was 1% net plus, about 3 million. The year before that, it was 0.8. The year before that, it was 0.6. The year before that, it was 0.15-ish. It's COVID. In COVID, a lot of people died. And not a lot of, I mean, it was very close to negative, okay? Plus, we weren't getting a lot of migration that same time period. But I just was surprised by the difference that, you know, about 3 million people, okay, in the year. Okay, it was about 2.5 before that, and it was about 2 the year before that. And so the share of that that is natural growth is about a sixth of the population growth. Like, plus 300 or 400,000 people. That's real. There are states that have negative natural population growth right now. We're not one of them, but there are. And this is bad for the future of the country.